Great. Good, good. Okay, seven mindsets that will radically improve your life right now. So let's jump in and talk about what those are, because these are shifts you can make, you can choose. They're more, instead of talking, because a lot of people, they go, oh, Mary Jo, you know, we talk about mindset and we talk about victim responsible and our relationship with money, and there's just a lot of things that are out there that sometimes get a little bit too theoretical for people to grab onto, and how do I change or what can I do today? And so today we're going to talk about seven mindsets that you can just look at them and say, how do I want to shift. This is what I'm going to choose into. And I'm going to develop mantras, and I'm going to start working on controlling my own mind, because, you know, that's what's so critical for us. If we don't control our mind, we don't control our future, our success, our today, any day. What you think is what you become. I love that as a quote, right? And that's what we talked about that last week. What you think is what you become. There's that internal dialogue, that ongoing conversation we all have with our mindset. It's the driving force behind every single success story out there, and also behind every failure. The difference between who you are and who you want to be stems from your mindset. Once you start to change your mindset, you'll immediately start to change your behavior. So that's why it's so important for us to work on that. That's why it's so important for you to be involved with Andrew Leadham. That's why it's so important for you to do this kind of work on yourself, so that you can track. It's not Nanotech. It's not the products. It's not the comp plan. It's not the, you know, management. It's not, we can look all around us. The one critical factor on determining your success in life is your own mindset. You get that tackled, and guess what? So here are the seven mindsets that will radically improve your business, your life. Number one, self-trust mindset. So in order to produce at our highest and best level and produce our maximum results, we need to trust ourselves, right? Success doesn't just happen. If you look around, people just don't pop up and all of a sudden have success. Sometimes we like to write it off. Oh, they're just lucky. I'm not a lucky person. When anyone ever says that to me, my response to I'm not a lucky person, if I look at them, I go, thank God I'm not a lucky person. And they look at me like I'm some kind of crazy person. Because if I think I'm a lucky person, I'm going to have the mindset that I'm going to be lucky in whatever happens to me. Your mindset is not about being lucky. We create our own luck, in effect, by our discipline and the nature of how we approach projects and programs and work ethic. All of that is what creates, quote-unquote, luck. We create our own results, and some of those results come to us because of our energy and effort we're putting forth in a direction that creates more results, right? But it starts with, you know, looking at ourselves and saying, do you inherently trust yourself? So how do we get to establish, if we ask that question, just say, do I trust myself? Do I trust myself? Do I trust myself with my marriage? Do I trust myself with my children? Do I trust myself with my faith walk? Do I trust myself with my business? These are questions to ask yourself and answer. Really get quiet time and figure that out, because it's not about leading you down a path of devastation. It's about leading you down a path of acknowledging where there's a hole in your building blocks to success. And those are issues you can plug. You can conquer those. So how do we build self-trust? The number one issue in terms of self-trust is building your self-confidence. Hello, Andrew Leadham, right? Again, jumping into that. How do I build self-confidence? Just his first week in the course, he gave us a lot of tools, and he gave us a lot of questions to ask, and he gave us, you know, some videos to watch, and then answering questions and doing some deep dives into ourselves to help us understand where is our confidence, where's our lack of confidence, and how do we build confidence in ourselves. So join it now. Again, go to Emerge on Facebook and join the group. We want to stop the voices in our head, the self-doubt, the past indiscretions, because we all have past. Sometimes we look at successful people and we say, well, they just were lucky, or they just, everything worked out for them all the time. You know, they had that magic touch, and there's nothing further from the truth. Most tremendously successful people have had tremendous failures in their life along the way. Even Steve Jobs, when you read his story, incredible what turmoil he went through and all the fight. He got thrown out of his own company. He got banned from Apple at one stage. So don't tell me about people not going through turmoil and tough times. And yet when little tough time, we go through a tough time in life and we claim it and own it as if it defines us for our future. Therein lies the problem. Every successful person has had tons of tough times. But you know what? They can look at it and they can evaluate, okay, this is a tough time. What do I have here to learn? Just as I did when my first company I ever bought failed. I bought a company and it went out of business. I was a turnaround situation. I bought it with a partner in San Antonio and it went out of business. Within a year, we had filed bankruptcy to protect from the creditors. It was a turnaround, so we knew all the debt was on the books. And then we had a labor strike. And that just shut the doors. So with that crisis in our lives, Mary Jo immediately meant it to mean that my business failed. What does it mean? I'm a failure. Fact meaning, business failed, I'm a failure. Until my uncle called me and told me about what that was. He goes, Mary Jo, you didn't fail, the business failed. The only time you fail is if you fail to learn from those things that happened to you and grow from it. What a brilliant guy. No wonder he was a multimillionaire, right? My uncle from St. Louis. Same thing for us. When we have failures in our life, the little blips on the radar, no one promises you a rose garden. So when a little blip happens, we look at it, evaluate it, and say, okay, so this happened to me. What did I learn from it? And I went on to, in fact, the immediate next investment I made in a company, I made a $20,000 investment in a company. And 6 years later, they were bought out by a publicly traded company, and I was awarded $1.1 million from a $20,000 investment. But if I didn't have the right mindset, I probably never would have invested $20,000 in that next company. Why? Because I was a failure. Notice, we don't allow events in our life to define us. We grow and learn from them to be better. That's why, they say successful people eat failure for breakfast. They love it because every single failure becomes a learning experience. So a different way of looking at it for sure, but a positive going, moving forward, growth way of looking at it. So we have to trust ourselves, let go, build that self-confidence in your capabilities. That's what it's about, building confidence in yourself to learn. Your confidence doesn't have to be, Mary Jo, I don't have your talent, I don't have your expertise, I don't have your education, I don't have your intellect, I hear so much of this garbage all the time. I said, you were made uniquely capable. So it's looking at your own capabilities and quit discounting them, right? Don't discount them. Get rid of the voices in your head, self-doubt. In fact, sometimes the best thing to do is just do a dumping exercise. Write down all these things because it'll tell you where you need to reprogram. But you have to understand what's going on in that subconscious right now that's denying you trusting yourself because somehow you've judged yourself for A, B, C, D, E, F, G. The other thing we love to do is we love to judge ourselves based on things in the past. Okay, so what can you do about something in the past? Now, sometimes you can still write a letter and you can still, even if you did somebody wrong or something, you can still write a letter. Well, Mary Jo, what if they died? Still write a letter. Go through the motions of writing the letter, put a stamp on it, drop it in the mail. I don't care if it ends up sitting in the post office for the next 25 years. Doesn't matter. It's you going through the process of letting it go. We need to let it go. I don't carry anything from the past into my future except what I've learned to make me better. What have I learned to make me better? So the voices don't exist. Every single result we've created is only to learn from, good, bad, or whatever. You have to have the confidence to banish all those negative voices. If you're still listening to them, write them down because now you'll get a directive. Just do a dumping on a piece of paper. And now you know exactly what you need to get rid of and overcome. Don't give up on things you believe in. The most important, don't give up on yourself. That's the most important thing to hang on to is you. You're totally capable. You are not junk. As I always tell people, God didn't create any junk. In fact, he actually created you in his image. And if that isn't overwhelmingly empowering, I don't know anything that can be more empowering. Okay, number two, self-trust. So that's self-trust. Can we trust ourselves? Absolutely. Did our past prove it to us? Well, our past is our past. That's why we call it our P-A-S-T, because it's past. Learn from it, grow from it. Next. Two is goal-setting mindset, right? In order to get somewhere, you need to know where you're going to go. You have to have an idea. Where's the end result? Every single year, Lydia and I do goal-setting at the end of December. You on my calls, you typically, what happens? We do goal-setting experiences and different kind of, you know, activities in December, because January 1, a breath of fresh air. It's a new year, a new day, a new belief. Yes, I can. Move forward. Now, I don't want to confuse you with the fact that you could take that whole approach every day of your life and create remarkable results. But people tend to like the new year because they feel refreshed. Isn't it funny how we can somehow turn the leaf on a year and step into another year and feel refreshed? Why don't we do that every single day? What results would you create then? Just a thought. But again, goal setting. We want to set goals. Sometimes we set shorter-term goals, longer-term goals. You need all those different kinds of goals. I set goals on a daily basis. I definitely have monthly goals. One of the things I set, and everybody should, in Manatech, you should set the goal to be in the Achievers Club. It doesn't take a lot to be in the Achievers Club. Set the goal to be in the Achievers Club every single month, and I guarantee your business will grow. Just do it. Make it happen. But how committed are we? If this company were filled with committed associates, there would be thousands in the Achievers Club every single month. And I don't know, Lydia, how many do we have? 30? Maybe? How do 30 only end up in the Achievers Club? We should have thousands in the Achievers Club every single month. So make that a new choice for yourself. You choose it, you'll create it. Step into it. You want to, you know, when we want to be a meaningful specific, I love this. I learned this. I don't remember who the quote came from. You can be a meaningful specific, or you can be a meandering generality. It is your choice. And those two things will produce totally divergent results. When you plan and you know your goals, you know what they'll do? They'll motivate you. Just like every single month. Lydia will tell you, if we get to the 20th of the month and I still haven't gotten my Achievers Club, I'm out there prospecting. I can go out there and prospect 24/7. Whatever it takes, because I am a leader. And each one of you are a leader. And if you want to lead your people, you lead, number one way we lead is what? By example. And if I'm not in Achievers Club every single month, how do I expect my people to do that? That's called fraud. I don't want to lead that way. I want to lead by example. So write them. Keep in mind that if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. Wow, that's another thing. Well, I don't like to be challenged, Mary Jo. I like to have the easy life. I'm retired. Well, geez, most of the people in my organization are my age or older. I'm 65, but retirement isn't even a word in my vocabulary.
Never will be.
Never will be, Lydia says. I have more energy than the average 20-year-old. So, but I have too many things to do. I feel such a calling on my heart and a passion in my heart to do hundreds of things. I don't want to retire. Now, that doesn't mean you can't choose that for yourself. But plan some goals. Keep in mind, if things that don't challenge you won't change you, too, and that's what you want. I love change. I love improving myself. I love investing in myself. That's why I read so many books, and all of you on my Monday call know how many books I read because I do book reviews. I read 2 to 3 books every single month, and that doesn't include the Bible studies I go through, which are more books because we don't do that on this call. But it's I keep feeding myself because it's endless, the amount of knowledge and information out there that can support me to be the best I can be. Make that investment. So set So you don't have to be overwhelming. You don't have to go, oh my gosh, Mary Jo, if I read one book every quarter, it would be great. And I go, great, then make that commitment to start with. Small bite size, short-term, large, long-term goals. And never, ever, ever give up. Why do I tell you never to give up? Because what happens is when you give up on a goal, you're giving up on yourself. Your subconscious picks it up, and the subconscious starts saying things like, you're not worthy, you're not capable. And that's your programming that goes on in your subconscious. And all of a sudden, it feeds back to you. When something doesn't happen in my life, I never allow it to rob me of anything. I sit down, I analyze, okay, what could I have done better? What didn't I do? How do I learn from this? And how do I grow from this? Bingo, I'm stronger because of it. How many of us can look at our failures and say, I'm stronger because of it? Notice the different attitude. I'm stronger because of it. Most of us evaluate ourselves based on failures, so we have this little failure psychology going on internally. Stop it. Stop it. Look back. What did you learn from it? Look at how you grew from it instead of shrinking. Number three, patient mindset. Most successful people do all they can to move forward, but they also stand in what we call patience. As much as I'd like to be a platinum presidential director today, I'm not. But I have patience knowing that's the direction I'm going in. I can recalibrate, I can reset, I can go and pursue this, pursue that, but you know what? That's the patience I have. I think we have one of the greatest opportunities in life right now in that I've seen for your Manatech business, for any gig business. And what is that? We have a world coming out of a shelter at home. We have unemployment off the charts. We have people looking for adding an extra $500,000 a month, and you have the perfect solution. So what keeps us from sharing? Some people call and say, well, Mary Jo, I talked to five people this week and I didn't get anyone to blah, 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 and they're done. Well, if that's the way you look at life. So when something doesn't work out for you, you're done. Well, you can thank goodness that didn't happen to Edison because he failed at making the light bulb, I don't know, 600 times or 300, I don't know what the exact number was, but it's an outrageous number before he finally figured it out. So do you want to be like Edison or do you want to give up? It's a choice. But have the patience to recalibrate, recalculate, come up with new ideas, get some mentorship to support your plans. And then, you know, that's one of the things we do. If you want to have less failure in your life, then do more preparatory work. A lot of us just jump in and chase something without doing the preparation behind it. I always evaluate things. I say to myself, okay, Mary Jo, do I see how this can work or not work? Right now I did an evaluation of Facebook ads, Tammy Lane, and I said, you know what, I want to go after the gig economy like never before in life. And so I chose to jump into Tammy Lane's program and do Facebook ads, and I'm going to be working around the clock doing that, jumping into it. But it was patience. I could have jumped on a lot of other things in the meantime, but I just saw this as being an incredible time in our lives to be able to capture tremendous amount of people. But it wasn't because I was dedicated to, I was driven by, ready for this? This is another difference to distinguish. It wasn't because I was driven to make more money. It wasn't that I was driven to grow my Manatech business. The real drive inside of Mary Jo, and that's just my makeup, is the fact that there are suffering people in our country today that are desperately looking for an additional $500 to $1,000 a month. Just to make the money not run out before the end of the month. And if I can be part of that solution, you bet I'm all in. I am 100% in. Because there's a lot of pain coming out of this tremendous recession we've just had. In fact, we're still stuck in it. Unemployment rate's still off the charts. So let's be a solution provider, right? But be patient with it. Yeah, we don't need it today or tomorrow. We just work at it, become better and better and better. And maybe I'll put together with John Fleming. I know that's part of the thing coming up this at the end of the month. John and I are going to be talking about the gig economy. I love it because maybe it's something we can put together as a whole program and get people involved in it. We're just really, how do you work? What's the language? What are the posts? How do you use social media? How do you do all the things that you need to do to get the word out, to attract as many people as we can? Have core classes to help everybody. That'd be a blast. So maybe that's what we do. But I know I'm all in because I believe the gig economy is not going anywhere. In fact, I bet you in 6 months you'll have 2 to 3 times as many people in the gig economy that you had 6 months ago. So patience. Number 4, courageous mindset. Courage is the core ingredient to accomplish anything, right? You have to have the courage to move forward. And that just means there's some concept of, you know, of looking at fear and, you know, I love that, feel the fear and do it anyway, that book by Susan Jeffers. So fear is one of your constraints in life. Get her book and read it. Outline it. Fear to me doesn't even exist. I mean, sometimes, you know, some people might look at me and roll, just like with coronavirus, I never wore a mask one time. I didn't fear it. I trusted my immune system. I boosted up my immune system, but I didn't have any fear. I looked at it like, you know, this is also a time of opportunity. Tremendous time of opportunity. This is a time when there's disasters like this, it's a time where people can become millionaires overnight. How many of you chose to go in and buy 10,000 shares of Spirit Airlines at $4 a share? You would have just made $200,000. Well, Mary Jo, why? Because Spirit Airlines is trading at $22 today, but it was trading at $4 in March. Notice, but we come from fear instead of courage. Fear instead of courage. Doing anything great requires courage, but somehow fear always shows up with people. And courage doesn't always mean not afraid. I mean, my fear around coronavirus would be something that would be, I was fearful for people. I was fearful a little bit for family, for friends, for church members, for elderly people that were really the most vulnerable to this. We also had this incredible vulnerability of people that had all sorts of pre-existing conditions. That should give all of you a drive even further to get out there and share what you have in Manatech, right? I loved it. I'm scared and I'm moving forward anyway. Courage is like a muscle that you strengthen. The more you use it, you strengthen it. So, and I love the word too. People sometimes call fear false expectations appearing real. We allow our environment. And I think some people actually have fear out of choice because it gives them an excuse why not to move forward. We so look for reasons why not. Look at yourself and evaluate that. How many times do you find yourself looking for reasons why not instead of reasons why? Yeah, Lydia just screamed in the background all the time, Mary Jo. Yeah. So quit it. Get rid of excuse-ridden minds. Number 5, a focused mindset. We have 101 distractions every day. Social media has contributed this by 100-fold. I watch people, all they do is have their phone in their hand and they're dig, and they're doing all sorts of stuff, and I'm just going, I wonder how productive that is. Now, I'm not saying people can't be productive, but the problem is, how is it moving the needle in your life? Are you making an additional $5,000 a month now that you're spending all that time on social media? Not, reconsider. Reconsider. How is it changing? Oh, but Mary Jo, I have so many friends. I go, great. How are you impacting their lives? What change is it making in your lives or their lives? Well, I don't know. We're friends. And I go, great. I love friends too. But I don't like wasteful times. If I'm going to have friends on social media, I'm going to be posting, you know, positive self-development things, concepts like Andrew does, you know, about helping people grow and a positive attitude, trying to change the direction in their lives so that they can be more positive and optimistic and more productive and build their lives more profitably. That's what the difference I want to make. Not gossiping around, you know, what just happened around blah, blah. Whoa. Gossip's like horrible. But it's all over the place when you get to social media. So evaluate what you're doing, right? Evaluate all the things that you're actively involved in. So you watch out for all the social media. Am I really moving forward on social media or am I just buying time? Well, I buried my cat today. Oh, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. You know, I've had cats too and blah, 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 blah. Really? And I don't mean you don't exert empathy for people. But you can spend hours talking about the flowers in somebody's garden or the, you know, the, you know, whatever. I post pictures of my garden because I want to encourage people to go out and start doing organic gardening because it's going to help them be healthier. Notice the net result. I post pictures of myself working out at the gym because I want people to start working out. I don't post pictures on my social media site about my pet rock. Think about the value of contribution when you post something on social media and see how that changes your attentiveness to your social media. So we want to be focused on moving forward. And when you're focused and you're positive and you're moving forward and you're putting delightful things and things that are intriguing people and how you could take Andrew Leadham's course and you could just take stuff out of his book every single day and post something on that. You'll start attracting the kind of people you want in your business, not the people who want to drink the wine. And I don't mean necessarily alcohol. I'm talking about the whiners of the world that love to wallow in desperation, wallow in their sorrows. We don't ever want to lose our focus. Important for us to be focused and disciplined, right? And the idea of doing that is really concentrate on everything going on in the particular moment. We get distracted sometimes because we have 12 projects to do today and we can't just focus on one. Put the sheet aside and focus on one. Don't even think about the other 11. Focus on one. Put a time schedule around it. What I do is I just time frame it. I go, okay, here's my day look like. Bing, time, right? Schedule it. And if I run out of time for one of the projects and I'm right in the midst of something, then I renegotiate with myself. But I make sure it's a process that I go through so that I don't get lazy and undisciplined about my time. Because you know what? Your time is your only valuable asset. And it's the only valuable, I shouldn't say only that, it's your only limited asset. And it's incredibly valuable because it's so limited. And some of you will say, Mary Jo, but my money is limited. I said, no, it isn't. It's unlimited. Money grows on trees. You just have to figure out how to pick it. Just like I talked about investing in Spirit Airlines, creating $100,000 or $80,000 in 1 month. Hello. That wasn't too hard. But how many of us do that? It's about looking for opportunities. So distraction. So again, focus mindset. Waste time. Procrastination kills you. Just look at your day-to-day. Start evaluating your day. I give you that as a challenge for the next 7 days. Look at your day. Get out your calendar. Don't put a calendar sheet in front of you every single day. I don't know if any of you even print those off. I have a calendar in front of me every single day. Right now mine says Monday, June 8th, and it's got all the things I have to do today written on there in terms of my calls, my appointments, my three-way calls, my classes that I'm taking, my downlines that I'm communicating with, a prospect I'm communicating with, right? They're all there. And then over, I got projects. Here's my projects I want to complete. Bingo. Organize. Oh, Mary Jo, I just blew up the day. I'll try it again tomorrow. What? What? You'll never get this 24 hours back. Get focused. Procrastination kills you. Momentum, it gets killed through procrastination. It's called setting up a discipline in your life. Number six, mindset, positive. Always choosing positive, right? Have a good attitude. Determine the majority of your results. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're always going to be right. Who said that? Henry Ford. I love that. So if you jump into math and go, I don't think I can do it. Guess what? You're right. You won't be able to do it. Chances of you being successful are limited at best unless I help you change your mindset. Well, I've done other network marketing companies and they've never worked for me. Oh, good. Great. So that means you're just a failure and you never want to do it again. Do you know how many people failed 5-10 times before they became totally successful in this industry? You have to find people you believe in, products you believe in, and then run with it. Products, to me, critically important, but also are the people you surround yourself with. Surround yourself with winners, people that believe in you, like Mary Jo. She believes in you. And that's who you want to surround yourself with so that you can get pumped up. You can find that place where you feel, well, I'm safe here. This person believes in me. But work on yourself. Take that positive attitude. And it really helps you as well when you're positive to be more creative. Lydia laughs at me. She goes, Mary Jo, you're one of the most creative people I know. And I go, it's because I don't allow negativity to come into my life. It's easy to be creative when you're positive because it's always about, okay, so what can we create today? What do I do today? Building content, I'm like a content. They say build a content vault when you want to do social media and blogs and all that kind of stuff. I'm a content machine. I love that. But it starts with a positive mindset. Get rid of the words can't or shouldn't or wouldn't. Replace that with all the reasons why. Anytime you start quitting, you go, wait, stop it. And that's what you can do. You can actually verbally, when your mind starts going a direction, remember, what's the most important part of being successful in life? Your mind. Where's your mindset? When you see it start going south, you go, whoops, stop it. Okay. Replace can't and shouldn't with can and will. Give yourself all the reasons why you're going to be tremendously successful. So you don't want to be like that blade of grass where every time the wind blows a certain way, you shift a different direction. That's not what you want. You're given a brain, so choose to use it, really. Number 7, learning mindset. Bingo! That's why you're on Monday morning calls, hopefully. I love doing these calls. I love teaching. One of the reasons I love to teach is very selfish because it rewards me because it helps ingrain all these principles in me even deeper than they already are. It helps me learn more, grow more, read more books, do more things because I want to support you in the field. So it's an awesome time because I know there's 3 steps to really improving yourself in terms of educating yourself, right? You want to read a book, you want to teach a book, and you want to apply the book. Teaching is another great skill set in terms of getting it reinforced inside of you when you teach it because then you really have to know it. So we have that learning mindset. Don't be stuck, and it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in. I'm 65. I hope to read at least another 200, 300 books.
500.
Oh, Lydia says 500. She says you're underestimating. 500. Okay, 500. Okay, so rise to the occasion. There are tremendous opportunities out there for you to learn all the time. Zig Ziglar said, if you're willing to learn, no one can help. If you're unwilling to learn, no one can help you. If you're determined to learn, no one can stop you. Wow. Pretty powerful, right? So those are the 7 mindsets that you can work on. Now, you can go through these 7 mindsets we just talked about and start looking at them and giving yourself an evaluation based on where am I? Here's the 7 mindsets. Where am I in each one of these? And start evaluating. And probably the ones that have the worst score are perhaps ones you need to really start working on now. Because you're in control of your own mind. Some of us don't think that because we get all these negative thinking from our past. Trust me, I teach it. I have a class out there called Kryptonite Breakthrough, which is about busting through people's limiting beliefs. And if you have interest in that, I'll have Lydia send something out so you can join me in my next class or the one afterwards, depending on if it's filled. Because I limit number of students in each course. But the idea is busting through, what are the things that are causing you to stay stuck? And if you haven't done it on your own, maybe that's the best thing to do because it's hard. I had things that held me stuck, and I was still very successful in my life, but I was stuck. I couldn't. Relationships were tough for me. Sometimes my own self-image because one of my businesses failed. Those kind of things can hold you down without help. And that's why sometimes going out there and taking a course or two from people that you trust and you care about and that are successful so you can appreciate they've overcome this, do that. But you need all of these mindsets are critical for you to move forward in life in a positive and fulfilling way. And I want you to get this one clear, too. It doesn't matter what your age is. As long as you are here on Earth and you're still breathing, you can make a greater impact by improving your mindset. You can be exhilarant. I had one person say to me one time, they said, well, Mary Jo, you know, if I go through this course and I get better and I really improve and I see the, how the world could have been, notice the language. She says, I think I'll just get depressed that I didn't find this earlier in my life. And that just shows what kind of mindset. Do you follow me? If somebody told you you had 2 years to live, do you want to live in the same doldrums you've been living in the last 68 years, or would you like to make them the most exhilarating times of your life? And as far as I'm concerned, I look at life as this. I'm either green or growing, or I'm ripe and rotting. And it's truly just a choice. Just a choice. We choose it. So I'm asking you guys to take a peek. Find out. Do your analysis, self-analysis on this. You got 7 different mindsets here. Where are you? Are you at A, B, C, D, E, or F on some of these? And the ones you rank yourself the weakest on are the ones you should put top of your list, top of my list, to start working on that. And there are tons of great books out there and all these, but, you know, it's starting with, you know, working on your mindset, working on your limiting beliefs, disposing of those so that you can truly be very powerful. And of course, again, before we close, I'll just recommend one more time and suggest everybody seriously look at Andrew Leadham's work that he's doing on behalf of Manatech and for us. And why do you think Andrew Leadham is doing this program for 9 weeks for free? No, Manatech is paying him. And they're going to continue to bring these kind of great talents into our lives on eMERGE to help us move forward with our attitude about life, our mindset, to be able to manage ourselves better so that we can create maximum results. And this is about Manatech saying, we want you, all of you, to be presidential directors. We want you to be what you truly desire in your life. We want your dreams to be fulfilled. So it might not even be about Manatech for you. It might be another dream you have of creating something else in your life, whatever that is. You see, each one of us has an incredible voice to be heard inside of us. But the majority of people, I mean, the vast majority of people, die before that voice is heard. And there's a huge percentage of the people that never even know what their voice is because they fear listening to it or allowing themselves to discover it because they fear what it might cause them to do. They fear change. They fear moving forward. They fear chasing their dreams. Okay, everyone, that's it for today. Any feedback, comments? Wow, we are a little early. Anyone? Or are you all grading yourself right now on these 7 mindsets?
Mary Jo, you hit it out of the ballpark again. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary Herb, my fellow partner in Achievers Club every month.
Yay!
Good morning, Mary Jo. Dave here. Another
good morning,
grand
Dave.
As Mary said. Thank you.
Amen. Go plant those seeds. Go water that.
Right.
Get the fertilizer. Give your mind the fertilizer it needs.
Exactly.
Okay, everybody. Have a great week. Again, don't forget Andrew Leadham. Don't forget to mark your calendar for all the things coming up. We've got Tuesday Night Live, Saturday Training, And we've got the next event trainer, big training weekend coming up on June the 26th and 27th. So mark that on your calendar as well. And love to see it. Just let's go knock it out of the park. Why not? Right? You have a choice.
Exactly.
Do I do it or not do it? I choose to do it. Okay, everybody. Love you guys.
Right on.
Bye. Bye.